lost in the woods again, are we? Such is the jungle of life. When you head out into the wilderness, don't forget to bring your basic gear. You need a compass and you need a trident. Compass as a four-way cross that gives you bearings wherever you are, and a trident to help you sort out this from that and the in-between. Okay, wherever you are, whatever the context, situation, the specifics, doesn't matter. There are certain universals that are always present that will always help you find your bearings again. We start with the very basic roots of what is. There is the seer and there is the seen. There is energy and matter. There is awareness and substance that we are aware of. And they combine. Matter matters. Matter sees. Seer matters. And seer sees. Now what exactly does that mean? When matter matters, the structuring force compounds. In there you have your blueprint, your structural matrix, your wiring of baseline as to what you are. When matter sees, then all of this substance is no longer just crude static matter. It becomes adaptive, it becomes responsive to the environment, to its context. Where the seer matters, you enter the field of interaction, impact, transformation. You, from your side, exert a force upon your environment. You catalyze. And ultimately, as the seer sees, you gain a perspective of the full system of your reality, inner and outer. So matter matters, matter sees, seer matters, and seer sees. These principles, the structural matrix, matter matters, some call it the subtle element of earth. Matter sees, the cohesive adapter, some call it the subtle element of water. Seer matters, the catalytic transformer. Some call it the subtle element of fire. And seer sees, the dispersion and pervasion of relations and meanings. Some call it the subtle element of air. So we have this quad inner compass to account for when we are lost in the woods. So that's the compass and the cross, the quad sorted. Then we get to the trident. Two applications of the triple. First of all, matter matters. For you, for others, and in your confluence, where the two of you meet in the mirror reality, where your blueprints unite, negotiate, come together in a shared field of operation. Likewise, you adapt, others adapt, and the in-between, the middle ground between the two of you, adapts, evolves to accommodate all. Again, you catalyze, others land their impacts, and in between there is a field of reaction. The transaction happens. Attend to all of those. Finally, you pervade the world with your meanings. Others too have their systems of relations. And at your meeting point, there is a shared field of meanings that needs to be recognized. So that's the first trident. Number one. Number two, we evaluate too much, too little, and just enough in the middle, a sweet spot of balance. Suppose your blueprint, matter matters. Is it too vague, ambiguous, or is it too hardwired and strictly structured? Or is it just the right size of a flexible blueprint? Again, matter sees your adapter. Are you too resistant or are you too flexible in how you respond to the environment? And third, the catalytic response. Are you too controlling or are you too passive? Are you pushed around or are you pushing around or are you at the sweet middle spot? And again, seer sees, but is your perception of the entire system of your being too dispersed, too thinly spread, or is it too contained, or are you covering just the ideal sphere of meanings? So that's the second trident. First, you, others, and your union. The second, too much, too little, or just the right balance of influences. So then, if you're heading into the wilderness, bring your compass, bring your trident, use them together, carry your cross, orient, wield your trident, see this from that, and find the middle point. Clear bearings will follow, wisdom will follow, and life will make a lot more sense than it did without your basic cognitive toolkit. All right.